This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
And we're back with the Angry Old Man Podcast, and it's time for a street joke. Who has a street joke today?
Well, Robert, I wish I had one, but I have nothing.
You've got nothing?
Nope, I've got nothing.
How about you, Cheeks? You got a joke for us?
Well, I think I have a pretty decent joke today.
Well, good. So let's have it.
Well, the only problem is it's kind of an old joke.
Oh.
So you probably already know the punchline, but if you're willing, I'm willing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that will be the problem. As you know, we are elderly gentlemen here.
Some of us.
And our memory is not as sharp as it used to be.
Yeah, that's true. I'm having trouble remembering what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Yesterday? Try this morning.
Excuse me, what was your name?
Well, it's Harry Cheeks, I think.
Oh, how do you do?
Well, the joke, I have to credit it to an old comedian who has passed on a few years back. His name was Jim Fox.
Oh, yeah, Jim Fox.
Yeah, Jim Fox was a hilarious guy. I used to see him in the 80s at a small club in Newport Beach here in Southern California. And he told this one joke that, I remember forever because it was so funny.
You can't remember your breakfast
no.
from this morning, but you remember a Jim Fox joke, huh?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Because it was very funny. He was talking about how he had all these different kinds of jobs.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't keep a job, and he said, I got a job as a painter one time.
You got a job as a painter?
Yeah, a painter.
Okay.
He said, for 5 long years, I was a painter. I thought I'd never finish that fucking house.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like a smartphone that falls out of your shirt pocket into the toilet bowl as you bend over to lift the seat in a public restroom. Do you finish what you started or fish the phone out first? Well, it really doesn't matter. Either way, you're in for a crappy day. Thank you.
All aboard!
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. We just want to make you happy. Make you laugh until you crap your pants. Come on and laugh until you crap your pants.
All right, come on, work it out.
All right. Well, we're back. The Angry Old Man Podcast.
Yes, we are.
Has returned after a prolonged delay, I guess. The last thing we did a sleeping story or a sleep story.
Well, the whole thing was very confusing.
Well, it was a little bit.
It was listed as Angry Old Man Podcast Bedtime Stories.
Yeah.
Then it was sleep. Sleeping stories, then sleep stories. I don't know what the hell it was. It was a big mess as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it was an attempt by Mr. X to do something a little bit different.
It was different.
As I don't know, some of you know, Mr. and Mrs. X went on a long
cruise
this past summer.
That's right.
Actually, all of September they were out on the high seas, went to Iceland, saw the Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah.
And a whole bunch of other countries all around Europe, all the way down to the Canary Islands.
Mm-hmm.
But then he came back, and he was all drained.
Yeah.
What the hell do you mean he was all drained? What did they do on that ship?
Curly.
It's none of our business, Curly.
That's right.
Exactly.
What Mr. and Mrs. X did on their cruise.
Yes. Right. Correct. No matter how sexual it got or how wild it got.
Honey,
we have
to stop.
What?
Well, you know, what makes you think it was all, you know, wild sex when they were on that cruise?
No.
Well, they don't call it the Love Boat for nothing.
Yes, but that was a TV show. This was a regular, you know, cruise ship.
Yes, but there is booze flowing and all kinds of food. People get drunk.
Yes, they get drunk as skunks.
Yes.
They're on the high seas.
Yes, and then they jump overboard.
Yeah.
You know, being lost out at sea, what the hell else? Good it be?
Well, you know, there's a lot of partying going on. There are different shows and different things. So I don't think there's any sex there.
Yeah, besides, Mr. X is an elderly gentleman.
Yes, so?
You know, getting a boner may be a bit of a chore,
Robert.
Especially when you're out at sea.
Yeah, I believe that the sea air is really like an aphrodisiac. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that old stallion wasn't jumping on his hind legs like that tiny horse of yours.
Yes. Enough with that little tiny horse, okay? Well, I don't want to hear about that stupid little horse.
Why not?
Please, please, no more tiny horse with a huge cock, okay?
I didn't bring up the tiny horse with a huge cock. You just
did. That just slipped out of my mouth.
Slipped out of your mouth, huh?
Knock it off, Robert, please, okay? Can we just move on?
You're the one that said it slipped out of your mouth, okay?
Yes, honey, I did say that, but Robert is now insinuating that something else slipped out of my mouth.
So what was it that slipped out of your mouth?
That tiny horse with a huge cock. That's what slipped out of my mouth.
Okay, different strokes for different folks.
Oh, God.
That's what I always say.
Honey, it was just words. It wasn't a little horse with a huge cock.
Everybody stop, okay? No more about the little horse. Enough.
Well, I guess people will just have to be a little more succulent when they speak.
What?
People have to be what? Succulent. Succulent? Yes. What the hell is succulent? You know, a little more... What? Concise. You mean succinct.
Succinct?
Yes, succinct, not succulent.
And just exactly, what is succinct?
I didn't say succinct. What the hell is succinct?
That's you stuttering trying to say sink. It's not succinct.
It's not succinct.
It's succulent.
Honey, the word is succinct.
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 Well, not succulent, okay?
Well, then what's succulent? Well,
that's your favorite pastime, succulent.
Oh, really?
That's right, succulent.
Well, at least I'm not fantasizing about a little horse with a huge...
You're a sick woman. Do you know that?
I'm a sick woman.
Yes, you are sick.
All right, both of you, stop it now, okay?
Robert,
just stop it, please.
Please, let's just settle down. Robert, what were we talking about? Well, before we got into this discussion of small horses
we were talking about Mr. and Mrs. X taking a cruise in Europe, and then next year they are going to be cruising in Australia.
Wow.
Australia?
Wow. That is correct. They're going to Australia.
Wow. Are they going to be able to stop and say hello to Marcia Polazzi and our friend Cy Wevzo and all the other Australian buddies that we have?
I don't know if that's going to be possible because they will be staying in Sydney only a few days to kind of check out the place a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then they're flying to Perth.
Perth?
Oh,
yes. Perth in Western Australia, where Mr. X has an elderly aunt that he's going to visit after many, many years.
Oh, that is so nice.
So there is an elderly aunt and cousins and some other extended family?
Yes, yes. There are some first cousins and some other family members.
Oh, so sweet.
And then they are going to board a cruise ship in Perth and cruise all the way around Australia's northern coast and wind up in Sydney again and then fly back home.
Do you think they'll get a chance to see some of those kangaroos jumping up and down
and up and down?
Yes, up and down.
Well, of course they jump up and down and up and down. Have you ever seen a kangaroo jump sideways?
Well, if there was a truck coming towards him, he sure as hell would jump sideways.
You're right, honey.
Stop agreeing with her, Robert.
Well, she is right. If a kangaroo was jumping down the road and there was a truck coming towards him, he sure as hell would jump sideways.
Yeah, but she was talking about jumping up and down and up and down. But she was talking about...
Yes, and I love to do up and down and up and down.
And when do you suck?
Yes,
after jumping up and down.
What's going on from you? Knock it off.
Robert, she's being very suggestive.
Yes, knock it off.
What's wrong with that?
All right, both of you, stop it.
Yeah, but Robert, she's nonstop.
Just stop. stop it, please.
She's attacking me.
It's Christmas season. Yes. We are about to do a little Christmas show here.
We are.
And you guys are talking about huge...
Yeah. Kangaroos jumping up and down with their huge kangaroo cocks.
Serious.
Come on.
Stop it.
Well, if kangaroos were jumping up and down, what the hell would you expect?
Before
the thing could...
End off everyone. Oh, no more. Okay? But, stop it.
Yes, stop it, please.
We can't behave like this.
It's very un-Christmassy, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. It's very un-Christmassy. Yes. I'm sorry, everybody.
I apologize, too. I did mean it, Edna. I was just...
It's all right.
You know, in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
And,
I understand.
I'm very sorry. You are my dearest, dearest friend, and
okay.
I apologize for taking it out on you.
Yes, me too. I apologize as well.
See, this is how it should be. This is the time of the year to be happy and, you know, to be jolly. And,
I like being jolly. Yeah. You know, don't you, Robert?
Too. Of course, yes. Jolly is my middle name.
I didn't know that.
Robert Jolly Lichtenstein.
I think you're full of crap.
Curly, stop it. Don't start again, okay? Well,
I know that Jolly is not his middle name, okay?
I was just screwing around, okay?
He was screwing around, Curly.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was.
It's Christmas time. Let's be Christmassy, all right?
I forgot. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm back in the Christmassy mood.
Good. Me too.
Okay, Robert, now introduce everyone, please.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Hello.
We are here now at 10 minutes, almost 11 minutes after
Toodaloo.
The podcast began, and we have not been introduced properly. My name is Robert Q. Lichtenstein.
And the Q?
Well, the Q doesn't stand for jolly.
It doesn't?
No, it does not.
And what does it stand for, please?
It stands for Harry.
Harry?
Yes, but the Q is silent. Otherwise, it would be Kahari. So it's Robert Harry Lichtenstein, but with a Q.
Robert.
Yes?
You know, I love you dearly. You are my husband of many years.
Thank you for the reminder.
And it is Christmas time, and I'm feeling very Christmassy.
As you should.
But that is the stupidest bit I've ever heard you do.
It's stupid.
Yes. Q stands for Harry.
It does.
How can a Q stand for Harry?
Yeah. You can take anything and put a Q in front of it, and it would, you know, make it whatever.
Yes, it would make it whatever.
Right. I agree with Edna. That is so stupid, Robert. I'm sorry, but
it is not stupid.
Well, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Makes sense.
You know, you can take my middle name.
And what's your middle name, huh?
My middle name is Aki.
What? Your middle name is Aki.
That's right. My middle name is Aki.
What does that mean, Harry?
Yo. It's Japanese, and it means autumn.
Oh. So you're Aki in Japanese. How the hell did you get a Japanese middle name?
Yeah. Well, my father was stationed in Okinawa.
Okay.
You know, in Japan.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he liked the word Aki, and so he gave me my middle name, Aki.
Huh. I like that name.
Well, thank you.
Aki or Autumn. Sounds nice.
Yes, Aki. Uh-huh. But if you put a Q in front of it, it would be cocky.
You're right. It would be cocky.
Now, being cocky in English is one thing, but in Italian, cocky means, did you take a shit? So I change Aki to Ak.
Okay, so you changed it to Ak because you didn't want to be cocky.
Right.
And you certainly didn't want to be, did you take a shit in Italian?
Exactly. And when you put a Q in front of Ak, you get cock.
But Harry.
You're full of shit, man. Your middle name is not Ock.
It sure as hell is Ock.
No, it's not. You're lying.
But Harry, let me see your driver's license. Yes.
You want to see my driver's license?
Yeah, let's
come on,
see it.
You believe me, don't you?
Right now, produce your driver's license. I want to see
me
if
too.
Your middle name is Ock.
You want to see my license?
Yes, we do.
Believe me, my middle name is Ock.
Let me see it.
I'll believe it when I see it.
You want to bet $20 that it's Ock?
Bet him,
Curly. Yeah, I'll bet you $20 that your middle name is not Ock.
All right.
So if you put a Q in front of it, it would be Cock.
That's right. It would be Cock.
Cock.
Get my wallet out.
Just get it out.
All right.
Let's see it.
Take my driver's license.
There you go.
Here you go, Edna.
Okay.
What's my middle name?
Okay.
What's it say, Edna?
Tell him.
Is it really Ock?
Better get your $20 out, Curly.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
He is Harry
Ock. Oh, God.
Ock. Cheeks.
I told you. Now give me my $20.
Mr. Cheeks, hockey sounds really nice. Well, why not just keep it hockey?
Well, because, you know, I was an army brat in Okinawa, and the other kids used to tease me. You know, they called me Terry.
Terry.
Yeah, Terry Yaki.
Here's your $20, you bastard.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For me.
So, Edna, the whole thing backfired on you.
How so?
You thought I was doing a bit, being Kahari, but if you put a Q in front of Harry's middle name, he winds up being a cock.
A limp old one.
Hey, I won my money fair and square.
Sure did.
Okay, Robert, please finish with the introduction.
Oh, okay. Seated right next to me is the love of my life. My wife of many, many years.
Yeah.
The one and only.
Yes.
Edna Jean Lichtenstein.
That would be me.
And if you put a Q in front of your middle name, you would be Kajean.
Kajean.
All right. To my right, on the other side of the table, I have the one and only Mr.
Yes.
Harry Aki Ock Cheeks.
And I say to you, Harigato.
Harigato right back at you.
Mr. Cheeks, you mean to say arigato, right?
Yeah. Yes, that is thank you in Japanese, but if you put a Harry in front of it, you get Harigato.
Oh, yes,
you're just
know.
Full Harigato. Of puns today.
Always full of something.
Hey.
All right. On the other side of the table, we have the one and only
yes.
Mr. Curly Fries.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. And my middle name is Ulysses.
Yeah.
Put a Q on that, Cheeks.
Well, if you put a Q in front of Ulysses, you get asshole.
Cheeks, you do not. You get Ulysses.
But you set yourself up, idiot.
You did set yourself up.
Oh, always.
Yeah. Curly Q, if you put a Q in front of Ulysses, you know what you get?
What?
Love Man. That's right, Love Man.
Ooh, I like that. I like Ulysses better.
Me too.
Better than asshole.
And last but not least, our very own Honeydew.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert.
You're welcome.
It is my pleasure to be here with all of you.
Really?
I feel engulfed with love.
Oh, honey. You are so full of love all the time, aren't you?
Oh, thank you so much, Edna. I know that's coming from your heart, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down inside.
Deep down from my heart.
That is the most sincere thing I've heard you say since I do, Edna.
I do what?
You know, the I do.
Oh, the I do. Of course I did.
Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
You can?
Oh, yes. I can feel your love.
Me too.
And your sincerity.
Of course.
It is engulfing me right now.
I'm feeling a little engulfed myself here.
I am too, you know. I just all of a sudden I feel very engulfed.
No, you don't. You're just jumping on a bandwagon with Robert. You're full of crap, both of you.
Please, Curly Q, I know that they're screwing around, but it's Christmas time and I'm just full of love for everyone, and that's why I'm letting them just hang themselves.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much, honey. I appreciate
Merry
that.
Merry Christmas.
And of course, Christmas would not be Christmas without Christmas music.
Oh, no.
Right?
Robert, please tell me that you did not invite that man from Las Vegas to come down here and sing his stupid Christmas songs again this year. Please tell me.
Well, Edna, I did not invite him to come down here.
Oh, good. You didn't.
No, I did not. But we are going to speak with him on the phone, as it is our tradition. And
good.
He's going to give us a little more of the backstory from his classic Christmas song called The Strippers and the Hookers, they love Christmas, too.
So he's not coming here.
Yeah, so he's not going to be here. He's just going to, you know, be on the phone for a little bit. Then we'll play the song, and it will be all over with, okay?
Well, that's a little bit better.
Honey, last year you recorded a Christmas song.
Yes, I did, in the studio of Mr. Harry Cheeks.
Cock Cheeks.
Yes, if you put Q in front of Ock. His middle name.
Thank you for the love, honey.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Cheeks. And it was a song called Feliz Navidad.
Yes, we remember.
And it was done in conjunction with Argentina's winning of the World Cup this year.
Wait a second.
Yes?
Last year you recorded Feliz Navidad.
Correct.
In conjunction with this year's winning of the World Cup by Argentina. How is that possible? Yes.
Well, as you know, I am very good friends with our Bellaterra Mobile Home Park psychic.
Oh.
Yes. Ms. Anushka Varushka.
Okay.
She predicted last year that Argentina was going to win the World Cup this year.
Uh-huh.
And that is the reason why I decided to do Feliz Navidad, the Christmas song, and make it very sexy with the Latin vibe of tango.
Tango.
And as you know, in Argentina, that's where the tango was born.
Right.
And tango is king there.
Yes.
And that's the reason why I chose Feliz Navidad in a vibe of tango.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
I think so.
So that means that last year, you knew that Argentina was going to win the World Cup this year, correct?
I absolutely did, yes.
So you must have made a lot of money and bet that Argentina was going to win, didn't you?
Well, I'm not a betting person, and so I told Curly to bet.
So, Curly, how much did you win by betting on the World Cup?
I lost $6,000.
How the hell did you lose $6,000?
I lost $6,000 because,
I told
as you know,
what?
Anushka Varushka and I have a past together.
Yes, you do.
And when she told Honey that Argentina was going to win, and I know that Varushka is full of shit, so I bet on Morocco.
You didn't.
Yes, I bet on Morocco and I lost.
Oh, my God. $6,000 down the drain because you thought Anushka Varushka was full of shit.
She has never been right ever since I've known her about anything. And this one time that I thought, she was full of shit,
and
she was right.
She was right, and I won $10,000.
You won $10,000?
I did.
Wow.
I bet $5,000 that Argentina, it was 2-1, and I won $10,000.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you, Harry. It was a good thing for you, and not so good for poor Curly there.
I hate that Bulgarian
bitch. I told you.
Oh, man.
Maybe next time, Curly.
Yes. I can't believe it.
Well, what are you going to do? Honey, Feliz Navidad last year, when you recorded it, there was one part where it was a little flat.
Slightly.
Did you ever go back in the studio and re-record that one part?
Yes, we did. We went back, and of course, Curly was very gracious, and
I was.
He paid an additional $500 to have it all beautifully re-recorded, and I really appreciate that.
I could hardly wait.
And I told him, I said, listen, Argentina is going to win, so you might as well bet. And he said,
what?
Anushka Varushka is full of shit. That's what he said.
She is full of shit.
Yes, she is.
But as the old adage goes, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
That's true.
And that old broken clock from Bulgaria was right this year.
She was right.
Yes, she was. And so I'm out $6,000 plus $500 for the re-recording of Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas to me.
Yes, but you were very gracious.
Yes, he was gracious.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes, you were so gracious, and I really appreciate it, and I will repay you in other ways.
Lucky dog, you
Harry.
Okay, Harry, did you bring the new version of Feliz Navidad with you?
I did. Here it is. It's on a stick.
Oh, it's on the stick.
Yes.
Okay, well,
it's on the stick.
Let me see if I can plug it in here. It's not going in.
It's upside down.
Oh, sorry. No wonder it wouldn't go in.
It's the story of your life, Robert.
Right.
Always trying to shove it in the wrong way.
Maybe, but I always find my way in. Okay, is it the only thing on the stick?
That's the only thing, yes.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, here it is. Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
Starring Miss Honeydew.
That's me.
Along with Harry Cheeks and his orchestra featuring Mr. Robert Q. Lichtenstein.
Oh.
color.
Hit it. Oh, that tango piano is so sexy. Oh, play your sax, Mr. Cheeks. I love that. Let's sing.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
That's good.
Ah, Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Good job, honey.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a happy Christmas. I wanna wish you a sexy Christmas from the bottom of my
Wait a minute, turn that off. What the hell's going on? I thought you went in and punched in and re-recorded that part.
We did. We went in and punched in and she did about 300 takes, but she finally got one right.
And she did?
I brought the wrong stick. That's the old stick.
I can hear.
I'm sorry, Curly. I'm sorry, honey, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen listening.
It's the wrong stick.
Everyone, I'm sorry. I brought the wrong stick.
Wrong stick.
I feel so let down because I worked so hard.
I know you did, honey.
To get that right, and I did, and now the wrong thing.
Wrong stick. Oh, honey.
God.
That is not good.
We'll have to wait till next year.
Yes,
though.
Unfortunately, yes, honey. I'm so sorry about your disappointment.
Just the wrong stick. That's what happens all the time. People bring the wrong stick.
Well, you know, since we have the wrong stick here, we might as well hear the rest of it, don't you think? Even though it's, you know, a little bit flat.
Just the smidgen.
Just a smidgen. So why don't you just play the wrong stick then? Robert.
Yes, Robert, could you please, let's just play the rest of it, okay?
Let's play it. All right.
Second verse, same as the first. All right, Mr. Cheeks, play your saxophone again.
All right, Cheeks.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Everybody now.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Happy Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
All right. Enough. Enough, please.
Yes, enough. Thank you so much, honey.
Thank you, honey.
I know you worked very hard.
I did.
But we appreciate it, you know, your hard work and, of course. Curly's generosity.
Yes, very generous.
We can imagine how wonderful you must have, you know.
It was.
We recorded it.
It's called Punched In.
Yes, Punched In.
It was Punched In. I wasn't there for the punching in, but I can imagine that it was done properly.
It was punched in properly, and honey hit the notes just right. And,
I did.
I brought the wrong stick. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I bring the wrong stick all the time, you know.
Yes, it's a tiny little stick.
Okay. I have a problem.
He does. He has a pontoon and not a stick.
A big pontoon.
And he brings it all the time.
I'm so lucky.
I get a feeling we're not talking about my USB stick, are we?
Yes, we are. Your tiny USB stick.
Yeah, Robert, you just keep your stick in your pocket.
Come on. Who else do we have on the program?
Well,
here on this Christmas show from the Angry Old Man podcast.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we'll be calling Enos and the Love Spuds in Las Vegas.
No, Robert.
No.
No?
It's not the Love Spuds anymore.
It's not?
No, Edna renamed them, remember?
She did?
Yeah, they're now the butt plugs.
Oh, that's right. It's Enos and the butt plugs.
Correct.
They changed their name.
Right. Yeah, that's a nice name, too. It has a good ring to it.
Yes, it does. And they do resemble butt plugs.
They do,
that's
yes.
That's how I came up with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Julio and Pepe were supposed to be here.
Oh, no.
But they went home to Mexico for Christmas, but we have their song. They recorded a couple of years ago. It's called Feliz Navidad to all you gringos.
Ay, 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 ay. Feliz Navidad to you gringos. We hope that Señor Santa Claus brings you plenty of dental floss. And Señor Rudolph with his big red nose brings you a brand new garden hose. And Señor Curly, he really blows. He's an asshole.
Hey, a little bit.
Feliz Navidad to you, gringo.
Sorry, the phone is ringing now. Let me get it. Hello?
Hello, Robert. It's Enos. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Enos. I was going to call you, but you beat me to the punch. What's up?
Well, buddy, I tell you what's going on. Before I tell you what's going on, I just want to say hi to everybody at the Angry Old
All right.
Podcast. I'm sure Mr. Curly Fries is there. Hey, Curly, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. And, honeydew.
Hi, Mr. Enos.
Well, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, darling.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Sunday, you're looking as sexy as always.
Oh, you great big old nut.
Well, honey, what the hell's that, sweetheart? Darling, what's going on?
Means nothing to me. You know that.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm sitting right here next to you, and you're getting all lovey-dovey.
Yes.
That fat freak from Las Vegas.
I just, was accepting a nice compliment from the gentleman.
Yeah, that's all.
What the hell are you calling the big fat freak from Las Vegas?
Guys, I'm talking about you, butt plug.
You're not so thin yourself.
Curly, please, stop this jealousy, okay? Yeah. Just stop it.
But, honey.
He doesn't mean anything to me. He is just a big old fat butt plug from Las Vegas.
Yeah, but he's always hitting on you.
You do know that I can hear you, right, honey?
Yes, I know.
All right.
Yes, listen, everybody, come on. Let's keep it nice and clean.
Well, I was being nice, and I was being very clean. I just said hi to the gentleman and the lovely lady. And, of course, Mr. Cheeks.
Yeah?
Hey, Mr. Cheeks, how you doing, little buddy?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. And, of course, little Edna, Merry Christmas to
Edna.
You, darling.
Thank you, Buttleg.
Oh, you do mean that.
I sure do.
Oh, you're just a kidder.
Yeah, she's just a big old kidder, Enos. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, she kids all the time.
Shut
like
up,
that.
All right, Enos, so why are you calling me ahead of schedule here?
Well, you know, Robert, the Love Spuds and I.
Love Spuds?
Beg your pardon?
I thought you changed the band's name from Love Spuds to Butt Plugs now.
Oh, yeah. The Butt Plugs and I, we had Mexican food today for lunch.
Okay, you had Mexican food, sir. What?
Yeah, we did. And I had a double helping of beans, and I got to farting pretty good there.
Don't tell me you're going to start farting now.
No, I'm not going to start farting now. I'm all farted out.
Thank God.
And as I said, I farted really hard, and it snapped my truss.
It snapped your what?
My truss, for my hernia.
So you mean you farted and you snapped your hernia belt?
That's right. It snapped like a popsicle stick.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah, so
sure.
My hernia is now sticking out of my belly.
Oh, thanks for that mental picture.
And it's hanging down pretty low, so I got to go to the medical supply store to get myself a new hernia truss.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd call you right now because I got to do this fairly quickly.
Yeah, I think you better. Okay, so the reason I was going to call you was we are playing your song, the Strippers and the Hookers, They Love Christmas Too, again this year because it is a Christmas classic after all.
Oh, it is a Christmas classic.
That's right, it is. And last year you shared with us a background story on how you wrote that particular song, remember?
That's right, I did. I did share that with you, and I want to let you know also that my song, The Hookers and the Strippers.
No, it's The Strippers and the Hookers. They love Christmas, too. You get that mixed up all the time.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. And I just want to let you know that Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer.
Yeah.
It gets played about half as much as my particular song. So it is a Christmas classic.
Well, I'll be darned. Yeah, well, listen, last year you told us that one cold winter evening in Las Vegas, you were walking in an alley.
That's right. I was walking in an alley, but it was Christmas Eve.
That's right. It was Christmas Eve. Now, you said that you remember some more facts about that particular evening than you shared with us last year. Is that correct?
That is correct, man. And I'm ready to share the rest of the story this year.
Well, that's great. So it was Christmas Eve.
That's right.
And you were walking.
I was walking in an alley.
Yes, in an alley when you came upon a one-legged stripper, correct?
That's right. Her name was Elvira.
Her name was Elvira.
Yes, Elvira. And I saw her and I said, hey, sweetheart, how you doing? And she was limping along and she said, well, you know, I was having a little trouble sliding down a pole, and so my shift ran a little bit longer than normal because of me having trouble sliding down a pole.
Yeah, of course. It's difficult to slide down the pole if one of your limbs is missing, right?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a bitch.
Oh, is it ever?
Oh, yeah. You know, you're sliding down, you're holding out with your arms at one leg, and then you come down to the end.
Right.
And you don't have another leg to land on. So you plop down on the floor, and then you got to pick yourself up and, you know, get back up and start dancing.
Yeah, that's right. It's tough.
So poor Elvira's falling on the floor and picking herself up and ran a little late.
Yeah.
And it was Christmas Eve, and she had not purchased a Christmas present for her little son.
Her little son.
That's right, her little son.
Do you by chance know what her son's name was?
I do. His name was Felix.
His name was Felix.
That's right, Felix, which means in Latin, happy or lucky.
Happy or lucky.
But I don't know how lucky he was. He wound up with a one-legged mama who was a stripper.
Oh.
Poor little Felix.
That's right, poor little Felix. Did he ever get a Christmas present?
Well, I don't know, but she was running late, you know.
Why didn't you give her a ride to the mall?
Well, I couldn't. I told you I was down and out. My car was repossessed. I didn't have any money. So what could I do, man, but just, you know, give her a few kind words?
Well, I guess that's all you could do. Give her a few kind words and send her on her way, right?
Yeah, that's right. So that's what I did. And then I kept walking down that alley.
Yeah.
And I came up on this hooker,
Lady of the evening.
And she was arguing with her pimp.
Arguing with her pimp.
That's right. Her pimp, his name was Steve.
And how do you know his name was Steve?
Well, she kept saying, Steve, I've got to go to the mall and get a present for my little son.
And he would let her go.
No, he wouldn't. Steve kept saying, well, you should have done all your shopping earlier, and tonight is a busy evening for us. You know, there's a lot of customers here looking to get some Christmas cheer, and you want to just gallivant off to the mall and buy a present for your little son.
Well, you know how pimps are. They never want to give you some time off, especially when it comes to family.
Of course.
So he wouldn't let her off. And by the way, did you know the kid's name, the son's name?
Yes, his name was Chance.
His name was Chance.
Which, of course, means good fortune.
Yes, good fortune.
Yeah, a lot of good fortune this poor little kid had.
Yeah.
With his mama as a hooker, and she can't even get to the mall to buy him a present.
Yeah, so what happened then?
Well, the arguing got pretty heated, and in the heat of the moment,
the pimp slapped her, right?
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
She reached into her purse and pulled out a knife, and she stabbed Steve.
She stabbed Steve.
That's right. She stabbed Steve in the thigh.
Which thigh was it?
It was the right thigh.
Okay.
Yeah, she stabbed him right in the thigh.
Okay.
He started screaming and yelling, and she just put the knife back in the purse.
Yeah.
She put the purse over her shoulder.
Right.
And she just walked off.
She walked off.
That's right. She just started walking towards the mall as Steve was kind of just sitting down now and holding his thigh.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he reached into his pimp coat and pulled out a pistol.
He pulled out a pistol?
Did. He pulled out a pistol.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you're watching all this happening right there in front of you on a cold winter evening in Las Vegas.
And it was Christmas. Christmas Eve, remember?
That's right. It was Christmas Eve, all this drama happening in an alley.
That's right, man.
So now Steve has pulled out a pistol from his pimp coat.
That's right.
And what did he do with it?
Well, he yelled at the hooker.
And what was her name? Do you know?
Her name was Clarissa.
Oh, that's a pretty name, Clarissa.
It is, ain't it?
It's not a hooker name, though.
I thought so myself. I said, what the hell is this pretty lady named Clarissa doing being a hooker?
I thought the same thing. Okay, so we have Steve.
Uh-huh.
Now, he took out a pistol.
Right.
And he's aiming at Clarissa.
He is.
And so what did he say to her?
Well, he said, Clarissa, you better get your ass on back here, or I'm going to shoot you.
And what did she say to him?
And she said, why don't you go F yourself?
And did he shoot her?
Well, he shot at her.
He shot at her.
Yeah, and the bullet hit the big buckle on her purse, which was, over her shoulder, as I told you.
Right.
And she had slung it down over her right ass cheek.
The ass cheek.
So when the bullet hit the buckle, it ricocheted off.
And it hit him.
No, there was this homeless guy who was there on the side next to a garbage can.
Yeah.
And he was drinking a Diet Pepsi.
A Diet Pepsi.
That's right, a Diet Pepsi.
Normally, homeless guys would be drinking cheap wine or, some mouthwash or something.
No, he wasn't drinking nothing like that, just Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, and his name was Bernard.
His name was Bernard, the homeless guy.
That's what I remember.
You know, you're giving me a lot of details here.
Yes, I'm remembering a lot of details of that night because it all went into the song that I then wrote.
Okay, so Bernard is on the side of the alley. Was he sitting down or was he standing?
I can't remember that, man. I don't know whether he was standing or sitting. All I know is that he was drinking a Diet Pepsi.
All right, so what the hell happened? Did he shoot him or did he shoot her? Who did he shoot?
Well, he shot at Clarissa.
Okay.
He hit the great big old buckle on her purse.
Yeah.
The bullet ricocheted.
Yeah.
And it went by and hit the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Whose name was Bernard.
Okay, so he hit Bernard.
Well, not Bernard himself. He hit the Diet Pepsi that Bernard was holding in his hand.
Oh, he hit the Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, he hit the Diet Pepsi and the bullet ricocheted from the Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
And it hit Steve in the left thigh.
It hit him in the left thigh.
That's right. That's the damnedest thing.
It is.
First, he gets stabbed in the right thigh, and then he shoots himself in the left thigh.
I'm sorry, but I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Oh, you ain't heard nothing yet, buddy. What happened next was that Bernard, the homeless guy, got so pissed off that Steve shot a hole into his Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
He hauled off and threw it at Steve and hit him right on the head. And he knocked him out.
He knocked him out.
He knocked him plumb out.
Holy
and
cow.
And that's the backstory to my Christmas classic, The Strippers and the Hookers. They love Christmas.
Oh, Enos, I am exhausted.
You are exhausted.
Yes, I'm exhausted. This is some story.
Oh, tell me.
But now, when we hear the song,
we
are going to know how this all happened, right?
Exactly. And I'm so happy to be able to share all this background with you.
Well, thank you so much, Enos. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, buddy.
All right.
I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next year, all right?
All right, buddy. Just good luck with getting that truss for your hernia, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, man.
All right, so long.
Adios.
Oh, Robert, that was quite a story.
It sure was.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy holidays. Thank you so much for being with us.
All the best to you and your family.
And of course, always remember, have a very sexy holiday season.
A sexy one.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be nice to have a sexy one.
I hope to have a sexy one.
On behalf of all of us here at the Angry Old Man Podcast, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year.
It's Christmas Eve in this cold city. There's a winter chill. One-legged stripper has trouble sliding down the pole. Like old Santa will. A homely hooker in the back alley with her pimp, gets into her brawl. 'Cause she wants to finish her Christmas shopping at the local mall. They don't work like you and me and pay their income tax. They provide the pleasure through unprotected sex. Christmas is for everyone, not just for me and you. 'Cause strippers and the hookers, they love Christmas too. They love pretty presents, not just a dollar bills. 'Cause they're Santa's little helpers, handing out cheap thrills. So ladies and gentlemen, on this old Christmas day, I want you to think about the ladies and some gentlemen who provide pleasure for all of us and in return get dollar bills. Merry Christmas, everyone. Christmas is for everyone, not just for me and you. 'Cause strippers and the hookers, they love Christmas too. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.